Dear readers, let me share with you the significance of a day dedicated to a cause that touches many lives. The 17th of November marks National Epilepsy Day in India, a day we set aside each year to illuminate the realities of epilepsy, a condition often shrouded in misunderstanding and stigma. This day is not just a date on the calendar. It's a beacon of hope and enlightenment. Across the nation, individuals and organizations unite to conduct seminars, workshops, and talks, all aimed at demystifying epilepsy. These educational initiatives are crucial in shedding light on this condition, its treatment, and the lives of those affected. Moreover, some hospitals extend their support by organizing free medical camps, offering a helping hand to those battling epilepsy. Now, let's understand what epilepsy is. This chronic disorder of the brain manifests in what are commonly known as seizures or fits. It's a condition that does not discriminate, affecting people across all age groups. Despite being treatable, the unfortunate reality is that many, especially in developing nations, lack access to the necessary treatments. The symptoms of epilepsy are varied, including sudden twitching, loss of consciousness, and a tingling sensation in the arms and legs. The causes are just as diverse, ranging from brain injuries, infections, and tumors to genetic abnormalities. This complex web of symptoms and causes makes epilepsy a challenging foe. But there is hope. Epilepsy is largely treatable, particularly with timely medication. It's crucial for those around an affected individual to remain calm during a seizure, ensuring the person's safety. Additionally, lifestyle choices matter. For instance, abstaining from alcohol can help prevent seizure triggers. On National Epilepsy Day, let us pledge to spread awareness about this condition. Understanding epilepsy is the first step in a journey that can save lives, alleviate suffering, and bring light to those in the shadows of this ailment. Remember, awareness is the key to change, and change begins with us.